This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Around the NFL time on Grant and Danny. We will begin in Pittsburgh, where Russell Wilson continues to get first-team reps, splitting work at practice with Justin Fields. It appears, we don't know anything yet, but it appears like Mike Tomlin is going to make a quarterback change. The Steelers are 4-2. Fields has been okay, I'd say.
He's fieldsing.
But, yeah, he's... You know, as a passer, it leaves a lot to be desired. As a playmaker, he gets you out of some bad situations with his legs. I think this is a mistake. I think you go to Russell Wilson. I don't have a huge problem with it because you're getting nothing out of George Pickens. They want the highest ceiling possible. Points come from the passing game. You see if Russell Wilson might be a fit. You might be able to make some music with him. But in the end, my guess is a month from now, 2 months from now, it's Fields again. They're a frisky playoff caliber team because he's running around like he was early in the season.
Yeah, that to me is the formula. That's who they are, is what they're doing right now. Excellent defense, led by defensive player of the year candidate every time he gets out of bed, TJ Watt. But the whole unit is really, really good. They'll make a play here or there on special teams. You're trying to muck up the game and have your quarterback make one play. That's really what we're talking about. He's got 5 rushing touchdowns, Fields does. He's got a couple of those jaw-dropping, holy cow, how did you pull that out of your tuchus type highlight plays? That's what you sign up for. Right? If you had somebody waiting in the wings that was just going to wheel and deal and sling it for 300 yards and 3 tutties a week, by all means, you go to them. They don't. They got broken Russell Wilson. I would not make this change.
One of the best deep threats in football is Rashid Shaheed of the New Orleans Saints. He wears number 22, which annoys me a lot because he's a wide receiver. Otherwise, I love him. But if he was 82, I would feel a lot differently about him. I would just be all in. Anyway, Shaheed is undergoing surgery on his meniscus. There is a chance he's going to be placed on injured reserve and miss at least 1 month. Danny, he's got catches of 70, 59, 25 yards this season. They run him on that deep post play action. They get one of those every couple of weeks from Derek Carr to him. Carr's hurt. Now he's hurt. Sounds like Taysom Hill may not be available for week 7 on Thursday night against the Broncos either. The Saints are a mess.
They are a mess. Remember when they scored 46 a game almost for the first 2 weeks of the year and were the story of the league? Not no mo. They are reeling.
Also, I didn't mention this. Chris Olave is dealing with a concussion. He's already ruled out for week 7.
So I looked this up, and not to be flippant about it, because I was sort of doing shtick a second ago. He now has 4 concussions over the last 4-plus years. I think he's had one each of the last 3 seasons and had one back when he was in college as well. Kind of scary stuff all of a sudden, right? That hit he took was vicious. Got crunched between a couple of guys. Nobody's fault. Just a football play that happened. But he went down. And you could tell it wasn't, you know, hey, this is just something normal. He needs to come off the field. It was serious.
We went through that with Jordan Reed here.
Yeah.
Where every concussion feels like it is even more a problem because of the number that we know you've had. And because it's not always the quickest heal afterwards either. That is scary.
Yeah.
Jadeveon Clowney, anybody know where he's playing right now? He is a hired gun every year. It's a different team.
Danny, I actually don't know.
Jadeveon Clowney, where is he playing? Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, last year was Baltimore. Yep. So it's not Baltimore.
No.
The NFL.
Name some teams.
Cardinals.
Think Commanders opponents.
They've already played Cleveland. The Giants.
You might have noticed him if they already played him. He's a big man.
Maybe he didn't do anything. Future opponents. Philadelphia. I already said the Giants. Pittsburgh. I already said that. They play so many teams. Cincinnati. No. Oh my God.
Jadeveon Clowney. What team does he play for?
An NFL team. Jacksonville.
Nope.
Carolina.
There it is.
I knew it. Don't X that one.
Derek. He was just so used to it.
Yeah.
You know? They play them this week.
Said the same team like six times.
I thought that would be an easy exercise.
I thought so too. I panicked right there.
Commanders opponents. This week, the first team that should come to mind is Carolina Panthers.
Oh, Carolina. Right.
He was limited in today's practice.
Very
with his
limited.
Shoulder. He missed week six last week. Shoulder injury. Being listed as doubtful and then did not play. Maybe they won't see him anyway, and you still won't know it. Team he's
still
playing
won't have seen him
as of next week. What do you think about his career? Because people are so quick to dismiss him as this massive bust. Remember, he was this can't miss generational Chase Young, you know, number two overall pick type guy. He's never had 10 sacks, so that's tough to argue that it was a decent career. But he's in year 11 now. He's played for everyone: Houston, Cleveland, Baltimore, Seattle, Tennessee, Carolina. He has had 9 or more sacks 4 times with, I think, 3 different teams. And he's pretty good against the run. He's a guy that gets a lot of attention. I think the truth's probably somewhere in the middle. He has had a very solid career. Maybe he didn't live up to the hype. But I don't think he gets enough credit for being a pretty serviceable player. He also, I don't know if people would guess this, he's made 3 Pro Bowls. He's just a victim to me of like crazy hype.
Yeah, the hype, because he hit that running back in the backfield against Michigan that time. Like, that's what happened, is that play where he destroyed the ball carrier.
I know who that was, and I could be wrong. Was that Javid Best? And by the way, if it was, that's a hell of a pull.
I couldn't tell you. Someone's got to look that up for me.
I don't even know who Javid Best is. I don't even know why that name is coming
to mind. I thought that guy played at Cal, Javid Best, and then played for Detroit.
Yeah, Javid Best definitely, he was a running back that played for, Danny's right on.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking of? I'm conflicting 2 crazy plays with running backs. Javid Best is the guy Kevin Barnes hit at Maryland, and he made him throw up.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
That's why I'm thinking.
Yeah, but you know the play I'm talking about, right? Where Clowney burst through the line, totally. Whether it was unblocked or otherwise. As soon as the guy has the handoff flat-footed, Clowney knocked him into next week, picked up the fumble. It was a great play, but because of that, this is like, oh my God, the game wrecker. And it was like his version of the LeVar leap, where everyone just assumed that every time the snap happened, LeVar would just jump over the line of scrimmage and sack the quarterback for minus 12. It doesn't really work that way. So the hype was outrageous. He was always just a regular good prospect. So I would say by that stretch, it's a disappointing career overall. But he's been fine. I mean, he's going to end up with probably 60 sacks over the course of his football life. That's not terrible.
No, it's not.
But it's not what we thought.
Top 2 pick.
Yeah.
Right at the top of the board. I'm going to read you a headline. I want you to respond to this. Around the NFL, we go on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Saquon Barkley is making his return to New York with the Eagles this weekend. Should be a fun little storyline.
Yeah, it's going to be neat.
Eagles-Giants. Barkley said he does not expect to get booed by Giants fans on Sunday.
He shouldn't.
says the guy who boos Bryce Harper still.
Well, didn't they say we're not going to spend money to sign you?
Yeah, kind of like what the Nationals did.
And then they offered him. Did Barkley ever go, what does that do for my family with their offer?
He literally went to Philly after his team said no, and he signed in the division. And Nats fans still hate Bryce Harper for it.
Yeah. I can't remember what Barkley said about, like, what does that do for my family? I don't know if he ever said that or not. I think it was just Bryce did that.
That's what it did, that one little line. That's the one.
That's not little. It's pretty big. But I would say, yeah. Maybe he does. I mean, I'm trying to think about it now, some logistics.
He went to the Eagles.
Yeah, but it was the Giants clearly weren't interested in meeting the price, and I guess maybe he didn't call them back enough or something. I don't know. Do you think they will?
I mean, he said he wanted to be there. They said they couldn't meet that price, and then they called him on the phone. As you know, we got to hear the conversation on Hard Knocks. He didn't even know he was on the phone, which I still feel kind of dirty about.
A little
about
weird
that.
About, right.
I think he'll get booed for the same reason that Bryce gets booed. You play for the Eagles now, man. That is the arch rival of the New York Giants. It's a division foe. It's, you know, them, the Cowboys, and the old Redskins. I don't know where the Commanders fit into any of that with the Giants at this point. I'd have to ask a Giants fan, but yeah, I when you're at a division rival a year after you were my guy, and now you're their guy.
Running all over me?
I think you get booed.
Well, there'll be boos when he's running successfully against the Giants. Like when he catches a little screen and goes for 35, someone's going to boo. Are you booing the Giants or booing Barkley? Yes, all of it.
Last one here. Antonio Pierce was talking with Raiders media today about the Davante Adams trade. He said, next man up, we're moving on. Davante Adams was one of the guys that like almost forced their hand into hiring Antonio Pierce. I don't know if you remember this.
I do, yeah.
But him and Max Crosby led the Let's Name Pierce the Interim guy last year. And then supposedly this offseason, there were reports that those guys were demanding basically that Pierce got the job. Adams is already gone. Crosby was shoving an assistant this week, an unbelievable player, but I don't know how long for that org he is at this point. Maybe he'll be there forever.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you don't let players hire your coach. I'm sorry. It's a mess in Vegas, and I just, for every guy you get wrong, and I missed on a guy in Dan Campbell that I thought was just a meathead who's not, for every like former player who we're going to go hat on a hat, Antonio Pierce is like falling into a lot of those traps. You know, we're going to run the ball. We're going to not ever go for fourth downs in plus territory. We're going to have these quarterback competitions where with the veteran starts over the guy with the upside. There's nothing about that situation I feel good about right now.
No, they are a mess. That's the way to put it. And I, you know, there's a degree of the previous guy. Why am I blanking on his name? Former OC for the Patriots. That was the head coach there.
Josh McDaniels,
yes, who should never get a job again. But that guy stinks. And so you're right to revolt against the guy that stinks. But then you go, we want the dude that we all love. Well, maybe you shouldn't love him. You know what I'm saying? Like you could respect your head coach. You could want to play for the guy, but it shouldn't be your buddy. And there's this weird contrast there where you have to kind of draw the line between, you know, human being that relates to people well and is also an authoritarian in the exact right mix. And it doesn't seem like the right mix is happening in Vegas. And again, I this offseason, I wasn't quite sure what their plan was as it is. And isn't it weird they're not good?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.